This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
The human appetite for physical intimacy is revealed in Genesis 1:28. God blessed the man and the woman and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth." Procreation was something God commanded of our first parents. But this was no ordinary command entailing duty or work, and God didn't give it to us just because it would populate the world. In fact, just before God gives the command to be fruitful, Scripture tells us that God blessed the man and the woman. That's crucial to notice, because that blessing provides the context for understanding our appetite for intimacy. That's right, the gift of sexual union was a blessing from God, not just a command. God blessed Adam and Eve by giving them an appetite for the pleasure of their union and for becoming, as Genesis 2:24 puts it, one flesh. We don't need to look very far to find additional testimonies in Scripture that focus on the blessings and the beauty of our appetite for physical intimacy when it's managed as God intended. In fact, the entire book of the Song of Solomon is devoted to poetically describing the beauty of an intimate relationship that's done right. So what's my point, men? Your appetite for physical intimacy is a gift from God. It's designed for pleasure and blessing. If you approach your wife with the intention of blessing her, don't be so self-focused, brother, that you miss the oneness of this union.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.